From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi and Kurdish forces fighting to reclaim the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants say they have retaken a dozen villages outside the city. On the second day of the offensive, fighting remained on the outskirts of Mosul. Advances were made on three fronts, but all at different paces. Humanitarian workers, meanwhile, expect an exodus of people fleeing Mosul. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Aid agencies are braced for a humanitarian emergency as the population tries to flee, an exodus that threatens to overwhelm a nation already at breaking point. Sarah Case is director of planning at the International Rescue Committee.
Over 3 million people are internally displaced right now. And in Iraq itself, to date, over 10 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance.
Just escaping Mosul will be the first challenge. The United Nations warns civilians are at extreme risk from crossfire and artillery barrages, as well as snipers. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Russia says its forces and those of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad have stopped bombing the Syrian city of Aleppo ahead of a humanitarian pause planned for Thursday. Russia's defense minister made the announcement in a televised comment Tuesday, saying the halt in airstrikes went into effect at 10 a.m. local time. An Iranian prosecutor says an Iranian-American businessman and his 80-year-old father have been sentenced to 10 years in prison in Iran for espionage. The Mizan news agency reported Siamak Namazi and his father Bakir were convicted of, quoting now, cooperating with a hostile American government, end of quote. Both have dual citizenship. This is VOA News. Leaders from Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine will gather Wednesday in Berlin to discuss further action on the Minsk peace plan, which was meant to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine. A German government spokesman says Chancellor Angela Merkel invited the foreign leaders to discuss the next steps needed to bring peace to the region. Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko says Russian intransigence makes progress unlikely at the meeting.
For the tomorrow meeting, let's not have a very high expectation on this meeting.
The aim of the meeting is to help Ukraine establish its borders in the eastern part of the country following the Russian annexation of Crimea. The U.S. Advisory Council on Human Trafficking is calling for changes in the way authorities deal with people rescued from slavery and exploitation. The first report of the all-volunteer council was released Tuesday. It called for more extensive training for law enforcement, comprehensive government services for survivors, and funding to empower survivor leadership. U.S. President Barack Obama rebuked Donald Trump Tuesday for claiming that the November presidential election is rigged against him. Mr. Obama said the Republican candidate should stop whining and simply make his case to the voters. As he has fallen behind in national polls against Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, Trump in recent days has questioned the legitimacy of the election. Without presenting any evidence, Trump says the election is rigged and that the national news media is conspiring with Clinton to give her the victory. Mr. Obama said no serious person could suggest that it is even possible to rig American elections, in part because they are so decentralized. Mr. Obama has welcomed Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to the White House, hosting the final state visit of his presidency. The Italian leader and his wife were greeted Tuesday on the lawn of the White House.
This marks the final official visit and state dinner of my presidency. But it's okay. We've saved the best for last.
In his remarks, Mr. Renzi gave the American president credit for turning around a country hit by a crisis. Following the ceremony, the two leaders held talks in the Oval Office. Belgium has charged four people with participating in and aiding a terrorist organization by funding it and recruiting people to fight with the Islamic State group in Syria. The federal prosecutor's office says the charges followed a police raid on 15 houses in three cities, during which 15 people were taken in for questioning. The statement said no arms or explosives were found in the raids. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.